Hey everybody, this is Kasha with Blue Diamond Staging and Design, and I want to talk to you about Anchor, which is a way to record your thoughts and tips or whatever it is for your business that you want to do. And let me tell you, it's free. It's really easy. You can record right from your phone or your computer. I have the app loaded on my phone, and it's just really easy. When I get inspired as I'm driving on the road, I pull over to the side, I go, hey, let me just talk about this one point that a friend and I were talking about. Or maybe a client brought up to you that, you know what, maybe some other people need this tip too. And Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so you can hear it in so many places. And there's also a way you can make money from your podcast. So download the free Anchor app today or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hi, this is Kasha McDaniel with Blue Diamond Staging, and I have your home staging tip for today with staging your bedroom. And a lot of times people don't understand that they need to stage at least the master bedroom. And if you've heard me talk before, that is the third most important room to stage when it comes to preparing your house to sell. And the first and foremost thing is please make your bed. Just pull the covers up, put the pillows in place, make it look really nice. I remember one realtor who told me she couldn't get her client, who was a bachelor, to make his bed. And every time she had to go show the house, she would get there a few minutes early and go make the bed. I'm like, seriously? Wow, that's amazing. It's the most simplest thing that you can do is make your bed. And what you want to do, make sure when you do have your bed sheets out, don't pick busy quilts or patterns to have on your bed that when the photograph is taken of the bedroom, it's just distracting. So you want to have something, a solid color, maybe, you know, a strip of color in there too, but a solid white, gray, something maybe with a little bit of color. It could be a solid green. If you don't like the pattern on one side, maybe it's a reversible kind and you can use the other side. But you want to think like a hotel room. You know, when you walk into a hotel room and you see the bed beautifully made, it just looks so welcoming. And that's the same thing you want to do when you stage your bedroom. The other thing is you may want to consider buying new sheets, and then you take them with you when you move to your new house, right? It's not for the people to use, it's for you to use, right? So think about that and, you know, get some new sheets if you need to, a comforter, some new pillows, and make it more inviting. The other thing when you're staging a bedroom is make sure there's not much on the nightstand. I know we tend to kind of create and collect clutter there, where you may have your lamp, but you may have your books, your reading glasses, papers, pens, change, whatever it can collect. It just needs to be clutter-free in that area as well. So if you have a nightstand, which is what I highly recommend, at least one nightstand, if not two, depends on the size of the room, have a nice lamp there with a lamp shade. A clock or clock radio is perfectly fine. And maybe just, you know, whether it's a vase of flowers or a book, you know, it doesn't have to be anything too crazy, but it shouldn't be overcluttered and overflowing as well. So those are some of the things that you need to have in the master bedroom is making the bed, make sure the sheets and pillows and everything are color coordinating, give it some color in the room, give it some interest. The nightstand is clutter free, and that'll go a long way towards staging your master bedroom. And again, there shouldn't be much of anything else in that master bedroom. There shouldn't be laundry piles anywhere. There shouldn't be clothes and piles on the floor or anything on top of your dressers. Everything should be, you know, pretty easy, you know, and clean. So again, master bedroom is the third most important room to stage. So make it look good. And that way you can get a good offer on your home. That's it for today. I'll talk to you more another time. So if you have any other questions, please check out my blog at bluediamondstaging.com.